Good morning, everybody. I know everybody's going to be all like down and, you know, everything is doom and gloom, well, and it is, but we're going to make you laugh today.
Surrounded by commies. It's okay. So
we're China now. Welcome. Yeah. Before we get into all the stuff, I would like to tell you about an email that we got from Cindy DeLanger.
DeLanger.
God, that's, I just so love fancy. That name.
It's just so fancy. I mean, like you that, and then my maiden name, if you like contrast the two, she's awesome. Like, I don't, you have to figure that on your own, but it's a terrible, terrible maiden name. Anyway, continue.
Do you remember from History of the World or Count de Money? Yes. Was that Blazing Saddles? I forget which one.
I don't know, but they were all awesome.
And he was like, De Monet. Count De Monet.
Nay.
It's not Count the Money. No. Anyway, Cindy DeLanger, and I'm Frenchifying it. I don't even know if it's French. It's just DeLanger.
She's probably like, can you just go on?
Right.
Talking about my name.
So anyway, she says, I just received my MyPillow slippers. They are wonderful. And the squeezy kitten fur technology is true and wonderful. I also just received, this is bonus, I also just received my Patriot's 3-month emergency food kit and special gifts, and I now feel safe and secure in this crazy world. You chicks are wonderful and make my day each and every day. Rock on, she says. I'm glad that she got the slippers, because the slippers right now, and I'm glad she mentioned the kitten fur squeezy technology, because right now, you guys, 50% off. Any of the slippers, any of the moccasins from MyPillow, 50% off the dream sheets too. It is an amazing sale happening all up in MyPillow right now.
Yes. Do it. call them 1-800-875-0513. But you have to like use the code
checks. You have to use that code.
Yeah.
Either if you call or on the website, MyPillow.com, you got to use the code. So just do it. Get yourself some slippers.
I know I didn't ask you this before we went on, but can I just run through my list of names?
Yeah, yeah.
Can I just really do that? Okay. Teggy Peterson and Nancy Ingram. I got a Sonic gift card. I wanted to thank them for that. For the tots. Yes. They gave me a Sonic gift card. And then I also got a Sonic gift card from Cliffy Anderson, which was the sweetest thing. Lisa and Steve Bowler sent me a card. The Micarelli family sent me a card. Jill Louth sent me a card. Kate Birchnell, and then our LT, our Chick Turn LT, sent me a Visa gift card and a sticker, which was very, very sweet. It was a Trump sticker, which I have on my fridge now. And then Julie Meyer sent me a card. Kathy Mills Bird sent me a card. Sherry Fox sent me $50 cash.
Oh my God.
Like, why would you? I mean, I've already spent it, but I never have cash. And so I was like, oh my gosh, like, I don't even know what this is. Leslie Brooke sent me, she sent me this like glow set, which is like this really fun. I'll have to show it to you guys, but it was like this really fun glow set of stuff, which was super birthday and me, you know, awesome. Brenda Benema, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, but she sent me 12 cards. So, you know, she sent me 12 cards and it was really sweet. And one of them, my very favorite one out of the bunch, I wanted to let her know, was one that was Holly Hobby, because it reminded me of when I was.
Oh my gosh. Holly Hobby.
Uh-huh. And it also had Isaiah scripture on her. And anyway, I loved everything that I got. I wanted to thank everybody. And I hope I didn't forget anybody. I don't think I did, but thank you for all my birthday wishes and all my birthday gifts and the Sonic gift cards. And I'm going to get so fat from Tots.
Best people ever.
Ever.
All right. We're just going to try to muddle through this, you guys. We're just going to try to all muddle through this together. I do have some clips for those of you who spared yourself the misery and the torture of having to sit through Biden's actual speech. We're going to kick it off, though, with Psaki. And the reason we're going to do that is because before he spoke, she had her presser, and it was kind of like a sneak peek at what we were going to see. And there's a moment. Remember yesterday we played a clip of her being super sinister?
Yes.
And creepy. This is even worse. This is like 10 times worse than yesterday, because she's essentially asked by a reporter, so like, are there going to be mandates? Like, can you actually compel private businesses to force vaccines on their employees? And she answers that question, and you have to see her face when she answers it, because it's so freaking creepy. But before we get to that, Anna Banana, thank you very much. She said, we're celebrating our 10th wedding anniversary, John and Anna Brelsford. Happy anniversary to the both of you.
Very sweet.
All right, here, let me make sure the sound is up. Is the sound okay? Here we go.
Ward, how bold is the president willing to be as far as the private sector is concerned in the vaccine the mandate area, even if they don't have federal contracts? Can the Department of Labor or anybody else compel major employers, the large employers, to force the vaccine mandates on their employees?
Yes. Stay tuned. More to come this afternoon.
I mean, can you even?
Oh, my God.
Like, it's one thing for her to say it, but to actually derive glee from being part of a fascist administration, I don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, wow. Yeah. There are so many. The ramifications of this are so far reaching, right? Like, I mean, you think about, because there are people out there, and I'm not going to say I'm one of those people, but there are people out there who would have considered getting the vaccine, right? But when you force them, and when you have somebody in office that's like, you're going to get this, then those people who would have considered getting the vaccine now are put into this category of, yeah, screw you.
Yeah.
You're not going to force me to do anything. So then it's like, not only is there a, like, I'm going to be defiant, but then you have a whole sect of people also that are going to be like vaccine hesitant, you know? And I'm not talking about just COVID. I'm talking about everything. There's going to be vaccine hesitancy on flu, on everything. And that, it's, so they're creating a culture shift, I think, now on vaccines in general, because of this fascist bullcrap that they're pulling.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be good for our public health. I mean, I just think this is a terrible, terrible move from a policy standpoint. I think this is terrible. These people are commies.
Well, and it was fascinating how Biden basically spent so much time vilifying people who have consulted with their doctors and made a personal decision.
Right.
He's basically treating them as second-class citizens and saying, we've lost our patience with you. This is a pandemic of you. You are the unwashed, the great unwashed masses now, and we're all against you. And yet the same day, he had people from his own administration praising the Taliban for their professionalism and business acumen. I mean, it was nuts. Yeah. The contrast.
Right. Remember when he said he was going to be like he was a unifier. Like he was, they said, oh, he's going to bring the country together. This is the complete antithesis of that.
Yeah.
The total antithesis. No. And it's interesting to me too, because when he says this is the pandemic of the unvaccinated, I've heard of so many, the people that I know that have gotten it are people who are vaccinated. There are so many people that I know that have gotten COVID, at least lately, so many in my personal circle who are freaking vaccinated. So that's a lie. He's lying. He's a liar.
Well, and especially, you know, what kills me is that they don't even take into account any natural immunity. There have been hundreds of thousands of people who have had COVID who have some natural immunity.
Right.
There's some studies that say that's better than any kind of immunity, temporary immunity that you get from a vaccine. It's not even taken into account. Like, those people are being forced, regardless of the fact that they have immunity, they're now being forced to get extra vaccinated, which in some cases is not the right decision for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and this whole idea that he kept saying it too, we need to protect the vaccinated from the unvaccinated. Why? If the vaccine works, they don't need protection.
Exactly.
I mean, what the hell?
Yeah. So what's the science there? What is the point of that? I don't understand that either. Somebody's going to have to explain that to me. What are you getting protected from? And why would they get it? Why is it that I'm hearing about people who are getting COVID if they are if they are in fact vaccinated? I'm hearing about people who are getting COVID. I don't understand. You're going to have to explain that to me too, because one, you're a liar, and two, it doesn't make any sense. If you're telling me these, if that is true, then why are they freaking getting it? Why are they getting it?
And they're not even tracking breakthrough cases. Right. So there's not even any good data. And I suspect there's a ton of people who have had breakthrough cases.
Totally.
We keep hearing about them over and over and over again.
I know them.
Yeah.
Like I said, I know so many that have gotten it. It's like, and I know people who had COVID, got vaccinated, and got it again.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, are those people, where is the data on that? Well, it's like, like you said, I don't think anybody's tracking that. Surprise!
Right.
Yeah. It's
Lil
it's
Poet crazy. Boy, thank you very much. He says, as someone working in Alaska at a fish processing plant, this mandate thing is really concerning. I'm not interested in losing my job because I refuse to get the Fauci ouchie. This is unconstitutional. My body, my choice. Well, Lil Poet Boy, you're in a good spot, because I did see that the Alaskan governor, as well as, of course, DeSantis, Abbott, others, Noam, they immediately push back, and are, you know, the RNC is threatening lawsuits. I mean, this thing is going to get tangled up in the legal system, I hope, in a way that at least puts a hold on all of these ridiculous mandates. But essentially, for companies like mine, for example, it gives our CEO cover to do exactly what he wants to do, which is force the vaccine on their employees. So they haven't wanted to seem overbearing and authoritarian, and now they're given cover by this administration. So of course they're going to do it. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you very much.
You know, I was telling you before we got on, I know somebody who is a federal employee, and she was telling me last night that they all got this, this email, like the 3-page email of what you have to do and what's expected and blah, blah, blah. And the one thing that that stood out to me, I'm sure that, you know, there's a lot that stood out to her, but the one thing that stood out to me and the things that she told me was if you like, because a couple months ago they were asked, hey, you know, are you vaccinated? And which is also creepy, mm-hmm. AF, you know, but a lot of those people, I would imagine, probably didn't tell the truth. They probably weren't entirely truthful, you know, and I don't judge those people, because a lot of those people were probably afraid of losing their jobs.
Right.
You know, based on a freaking vaccine. So anyways, they were asked that a couple months ago. Now we're in the place now where all these, you know, you have this 3-page email of all these mandates and all these things that these people are supposed to do. Right. So they were told, okay, well, if you do not tell the truth, like if you don't get this vaccine and then you don't tell us the truth, you will suffer consequences. One of those consequences will be you will lose your clearance, and you will never, ever have a clearance ever again. Like you will never wow. have this ever again. And to which I, you know, I told her, I was like, God, you know, it's really interesting. So if you lie, that you suffer and you face consequences that are so much more severe than, say, a Fauci, who lies every freaking day. He lies to the American people, and he's the highest paid federal employee. Like, we reward him is what mm-hmm. we do. So we pay him a crap ton of money. He never suffers any consequences for lying out of his face every day to the American people. And oh, by the way, look at all the stuff that he did. And he's not suffering any consequences. So,
well, Jen Psaki is basically saying it's not true. Like right. the whole entire report from The Intercept is just not true.
Well, if Jen Psaki says it, it must be true, right?
Right.
It must be true. So this is the thing. So a little peon, you know, working at the federal government who makes piddly squat, right? Those people suffer consequences for lying about a vaccine. You know, and you're never going to get clearance ever again. You're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your benefits. Things are going to happen to you. By God, you're going to suffer consequences. But Fauci? Nah.
Or Biden or anybody in that administration.
Right. Or Psaki. Or
yeah.
People, they're never going to suffer any consequences. How did we get to this point?
Man, and it was so fast.
Yeah.
So fast.
Right.
If you think about, I mean, it's absolutely incredible. And by the way, like, you know, this whole pitting people against each other, the vaxxed and the unvaxxed, and we've lost our patience with you unvaxxed people. I am a vaccinated person and I don't care if other people get the vaccine or not. It is entirely up to them. And I suspect that I am far from alone in being a person who is vaccinated, who heard that speech last night and was angry on behalf of people who have not been vaccinated. Like, this is insane what is happening. You know, it's going to cause like a crisis in our entire economy.
Yeah.
Because how do you deal with all of these people that are going to not want to do this?
And not work.
This is crazy.
And quit. And, you know, and let me tell you what else. The last thing on their list, this is another thing everybody should be concerned about. They're coming for your kids.
Like, LA already did.
Yeah. They're coming for your kids, and the science is definitely not settled there. And that's what really concerns me. I don't give a shit what they do to me. I really don't care. They can stick things in me, whatever. I don't care. But you do not come near my kid. You don't do that. And like, that is where I'm starting to get really, as you would say, bejiggity, because mm-hmm. the last thing on the list was we're like the FDA is starting to do blah, 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 and look into kids under 12. No, you didn't. Like it, there's.
LA is the biggest school, one of the biggest school districts, and they have mandated all kids 12 and up have to get vaccinated in order to be in school.
It's
done.
Yeah, but they're looking at 12 and under.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, 12. Like, I don't want to. You know, my kid is in the target group of having heart issues.
Mine's 11.
Male teens, mm-hmm. young male teens are the ones that have the worst problems from this, from the only vaccine they're allowed to take, which is Pfizer right now.
Right.
And they're going to try to mandate that. Now they're talking about having constant testing in schools. I mean, this has gone completely out of control.
It's completely and totally insane. I mean, I don't like what we have lost our damn minds in this.
Yeah.
Country. We've lost our damn minds in the world. We've just lost our minds.
By the way, a lot of the people, like if they would just look at who the primary people are who are choosing not to be vaccinated, it's minorities. So ultimately, this is going to prove to be a very a systemically racist mandate. But besides that, it's a whole big bunch of PhDs. And so the people who actually do the most studying and, you know, trying to gather the most data are the ones who are not vaccinating. And look it up. These are the groups. It's either people with less than high school or people who are super duper educated that are the most likely not to be vaccinated. And it's like that doesn't even factor in, just like natural immunity doesn't factor in.
Yeah, but they would never, but they won't tell you that. I mean, the media is going to tell you that it's a bunch of white hill jacks. That's what they're going
to
tell you.
Right. That's what they try to spin, and it's uh-huh. just factually incorrect.
Right. That's what they're, of course, because they lie. They lie. Oh, and by the way, the people who lie to you, they won't suffer any consequences.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, if you lie about getting a shot in your arm, you're going to lose all your benefits, all your stuff, your job, you're going to lose security clearances, you're going to lose, here's all the things that you're going to lose. But the people who are lying to you, they won't lose. They won't lose. Oh, and by the way, you pay their salaries.
That's great.
Great. Great.
So let's have just a little bit of Biden. I've got two clips of his, and then we'll get to some good stuff with Ron DeSantis. All right, here is Joe.
More do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient.
Free. They're not free. Somebody
the vaccine is
idiot.
FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
Oh, is it?
And your refusal has cost all of us. So please do the right thing. But just don't take it from me. Listen to the voice.
Me?
God, what a freaking tyrant.
Me is a really hard word to read on a teleprompter. It's like I always read it as me too, don't you? I read
it every time.
Every time.
It's auto-correct for me.
Right. It's me. Yeah.
And then we have to get to his most creepiest moment, which is, of course, the very end. Did you see the very end with the super creepiness?
No.
Oh my God. Okay.
I was watching a lot of Psaki yesterday too. I just couldn't. Like this, I was seething so much yesterday. Seething.
Here's where we get really creeped out.
Get vaccinated. Get vaccinated. Get vaccinated.
Why haven't they told him to stop doing the whisper voice? Why?
I don't know. I think some people really love it. I think the people on the left are completely like, they're all into this shit now. They just love it. They love it.
It's true. Because I saw Chris Cuomo, Don Lemon. They were fawning over this. And then it was Whoopi and Joy Behar. They were like, this doesn't go far enough. Joy Behar basically said that Ron DeSantis should be criminally liable for deaths in Florida.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like, where were you during Cuomo, you hag? Right.
No, they just ignore that. They just pretend that it didn't happen. Oh, this is my favorite. Last night, so you know, because you know I'm a complete masochist, and I go and I'll watch like Don Lemon and stuff like that, and Rachel Maddow every once in a while. So last night I watched a little the beginning of Don Lemon. And by the way, when he starts his show, he'll talk to Chris Cuomo for a while, and they're both like to each other. They're like. This is what they do, and they pass off their shows. It's so weird because they're like, I love you. I love you.
Love you too, brother. I know. I hear that a lot.
They're so bizarre. Anyway, so he starts talking about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And he goes, the most important thing is life. The most important thing. I was like, thank God I was by myself in the cabin, right? I'm screaming at the TV. I'm just like, what? Life is the most, I'm like, how can you say that life is the most important thing? You guys like are for the killing of babies. Like, how can you say that? How?
Well, and Kamala, just yesterday, she did this big speech about how the government should not have control over women's bodies. And I'm like, now do vaccines. Oh my God. I mean, how are they this dumb?
How? I don't know. They can't. There's no
connect the dots.
Intellectual connectivity, you know, with these people. It's like, he's like, life is the most important thing. You gotta, it comes before liberty.
Oh, okay.
It comes before. That's how they wrote it. It comes before it.
Thank you, Kiwi 1969. They ask, do you ladies believe that any of the elite are truly vaccinated? Biden, Fauci, Psaki. I do. I think they've taken the vaccine.
I don't
have any reason to think that they haven't.
You know what? I really don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
I think they have.
I don't know.
I mean, we don't know, but I feel like they probably have.
I don't know because I will tell, I don't know. I'm not going to answer yes to that because I don't trust these people at all, and I don't believe a word they freaking say. So I don't know.
Well, they've not given us any reason to do that.
Right.
Let's talk about skincare for a second, shall we?
Yeah, because we can't get wrinkles through this.
We still got to make sure that we're not frowning so hard that we are counterbalancing the wonderful effects of Genucel products. Genucel is a part of Chamonix, which is the parent brand of the plant stem cell technology that makes Genucel packages so awesome. And they're still offering you guys 50% or more off of their packages, their pre-put together, pre-curated packages. If you go to lovegenucel.com/chicks. 50% or more. And there's a few different packages. I use the spa package, but the most popular product one is a huge hit, hence the name, most popular products. Yeah. But 50% or more off any of the packages that are at that specific site, lovegenucel.com/chicks. Make sure to check them out. Because
All about the XV cream, you guys. All about it. Yep.
All right, let's have something good and watch DeSantis's response. Now, I do think that he was not able to listen in real time because he was very, very busy, like probably opening up a new monoclonal antibodies clinic because he's actually trying to save lives without mandating and taking away freedom. So here is what an actual leader sounds like.
I can say the one thing that I'm concerned about is I'm trying to force mandates on individuals and businesses. How could we get to the point in the country where you would want to have someone lose their job because of their choice about the vaccine or not? I mean, look, some folks have reasons to do. Maybe they're making the wrong decision, but to put them out of work and send them and not let them earn a living because of this, I just think that that's fundamentally wrong. And I think that the more and more this has become coercive, where people have threatened mandates and firing and business consequences, the more it does that, I think the more people it alienates. I don't think it actually helps to get more people to ultimately do it. But I do not believe that people should lose their jobs over this issue. And we will fight that. And if they try to do that through a rule like the Department of Labor, I don't think they have the legal authority to do that. We obviously would want to support protections for people who are just trying to earn a living.
That's right. Now, meanwhile, our governor, no word.
I'm shocked and dismayed by that.
Not a peep.
I'm just shocked. What, that Eric Holcomb hasn't said anything about it? Shocked.
Nothing. I know. Yeah, and again, it gives him cover, right? Yeah. Biden's giving him cover because he's a Democrat now.
Right. So the Democratic Socialists of America have praised Eric Holcomb on that, I'm sure. Yeah. Just, but I have no strong feelings about it. Yeah. God. You guys, tomorrow is September 11th. We're all going to be remembering. I'm sure that there's going to be, you know, all sorts of stuff that we're going to be watching and thinking about, you know, 20 years ago. Can you believe that?
20 yeah.
years, Mom.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm super looking forward to the very businesslike and professional Taliban having their inauguration ceremony.
Yes, I am.
That's happening tomorrow.
Without question. Very
I mean, it's very such a huge FU to America. And the fact that this administration continues to want to be all like, they're so professional. Just it makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah, I'm sick about it too. And all the service people are, I can't even imagine how they must be feeling about it.
I know.
And the family members who have lost, you know, service men and women. This administration. Oh God. Anyway.
I know.
Guys, bring it in. Then everybody. God, I'm stretching. Okay, you guys. Happy. Oh, was that Rob?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you broadcasting?
Yes. Are you broadcasting?
Well, I won't say that then. Never mind.
Have a great weekend. We will talk to you on Monday. Bye, everybody.
Biden declares the Afghanistan debacle an extraordinary success while constantly lying about the facts. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives and share some laughs, too. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.